Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is prosperity? Prosperity is ability. Ability. God has ability, doesn't He? Is God broke? Anything about God that's poor and deficient and inadequate? Not one thing. Isn't everything about God rich, overflowing, excess of goodness? Abundance of power and blessing. Well, why should His church be deficient? Why should His people be deficient? Why should they suffer lack? It doesn't mix, does it? To have a God like this and a people like this. A rich God and a broke people. Doesn't compute. Right? Rich God. Begging people. Oh, please, could you give a dime? Please, please, could you give us a dollar? I see a dollar. How about a five? Oh, please. If y'all don't bring enough cakes and pies for the pie sale, I'm afraid we're going under. Well, you can say what you want to, but it's begging. It's begging. Who begs? The poor? The destitute? Beg, who have no recourse. Now here's the second thing I wanted to tell you. Prosperity is having options. Prosperity is having ability. And prosperity is having options. When you're broke, you eat what's in the cupboard. If it's grits, then it's grits. You either eat grits or you can have some grits. There are no options. Right? But when you're blessed, when you're prosperous, you can say, what do I want to eat tonight? Huh? What do I want to eat? I can choose. Right? I got a choice. When you're blessed, you can live where you decide to live. You can drive what you decide to drive. Yes, you can. You got options. And the richer you are, the more options you got. Right? And the more ability you have. Well, is it God's will that we not have choices, that we not have options? Is it God's will that we not have ability? Because lack of ability is weakness. And lack of options is bondage. There are a lot of people today on the earth living in horrible places. They don't want to live there. Eating horrible things. They don't want to eat that. But as far as they know, they have no choice. But in God, you do have a choice. God can bring you up to the place where you have a choice. Hallelujah. Said out loud, ability. Options. Prosperity. The New English translation of this verse here, 2 Corinthians 9:8, the New Testament, in my opinion, definition of prosperity. He says, and it is in God's power. So we're talking about power, ability. The King James says, God is able, right? Ability. Power. It's in God's power to provide you richly with every good gift. And thus you'll have ample means in yourselves to meet each and every situation with enough to spare for every good cause. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's quote the verse again. Say it out loud. Always. Always. Having all sufficiency. In all things. And abounding. To every good work. Did I say that?
No.
That's the Bible. Yeah. Right? Not faith, life, church, opinion. Right? That's not word of faith, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it doctrine. That's New Testament. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Are you reading it?
Yes.
Put your eyes on it. Put your eyes on it. Say it out loud. God is able to make all grace abound toward me, that I always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. Is that the will of God for you? For everybody that'll believe it. Yeah. Yes. 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 Oh, I like it. Don't let this scripture get away from you now. You're going to hear it again. But it wouldn't hurt you just go around in your house saying, always have all sufficiency in all things, and I abound to every good work. You couldn't say that too much. Just say it and say it. Why? It builds it into your consciousness. What causes your soul to prosper? The Word of God. Amen. The living Word of God feeds your soul and nourishes your faith and causes your soul to prosper. We read the verse and then we started immediately on getting your soul to prosper with this verse right here. Amen. Because every time your heart and every time your soul hears this, it nourishes it. Amen. Let me tell you again, see if it's not right. Always having all sufficiency in all things and abounding to every good work. See, does that do something for your soul? Does that affect your ears in a good way? Affect your heart and your soul? See, your soul's already beginning to prosper from this word. Thank God. And as your soul prospers, you'll be in health and prosper externally, materially. Glory. This is prosperity. Sufficiency. Let me read the definitions of these words from the lexicons. The word poverty in the Hebrew and Greek, it literally means to be a beggar. I immediately think of what David said in the Psalms. I've been young, now I'm old. What? I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Do the righteous have to beg? Why? If our God is as big as we say he is, why would we ever have to beg? You don't have to beg somebody for a job. You don't have to beg somebody for a sale. Did you hear me? Come on now, get a hold of this. Believers are not beggars. Preachers don't have to beg people for an offering. Churches don't have to beg people for support. We're not going to beg. Not because we're too proud to beg, because we know the truth. And the truth is our God never told us to beg. Told us to believe Him, get our eyes on Him, and He was more than enough. Hallelujah. To make all grace abound toward us so that we would always have all sufficiency in all things and abound to every good work. That's what he told us. No begging, just believing. You don't have to beg your spouse. Oh, honey, please, can I buy my bass boat? Please. Oh, please. Oh, honey, please, can we put the addition on the house? Please, I want some new furniture. Please. Quit it. Putting pressure on them, they're not your source. Begging, that's not faith. Amen. Quit it. I said, well, how will I ever get it? That's like the man with the gun in the alley saying, how will I ever get it unless I hold this person up? You get it by believing God. Amen. Sowing good seed. Yes. Making good confessions. Yes. Amen. And you stay with it until you believe nothing's too hard for the Lord.
Right.
You say, oh, sure, the Lord can get me one of those. Sure. I'm just going to claim and believe for one. Well, how in the world would you have got? I don't have to figure that out. I just believe for it.
Amen.
Folks say, that won't work. You're talking to the wrong man. You're sitting in it tonight. We got this when we had no congregation. No millionaire, no billionaire underwrote us. Thing after thing after thing like that. We just put it on our list. We wrote it down. And we claimed it. And we asked for it. And the Lord did it.
Amen.
And when He does it again and again, it'll surprise you how He did it and who He used. You don't have to figure all that out. You just believe for one. Hmm? Anybody in here got a list?
Yeah?
Good. Hold on to it. Poverty literally means being a beggar, being destitute. It also means inadequate, insufficient, scarce, scant, small. Do any of these words sound like God to you? Destitute. Is that God? Beggar. Lack. Inadequate. Insufficient. Then do you want anything to do with poor? Mm-mm. I hate poverty. I said, hate? Yeah, hate. I hate it. I love poor people. I hate poverty. I hate what it does to people. Somebody said, hate? Hate? But yes, hate. I hate the devil. Hate sin. Somebody says, hate? But yes. We're not to hate people. But you should feel strong about some things. Did you hear me? I hate sickness and disease. Terrible what sickness does to people. It's awful what the devil does to people through these tools. Poverty is crippling. Poverty puts all kind of pressure on marriages and on relationships. People do some of the stupidest things over money. People break and they snap and they lie. And church-going people I'm talking about. Lie. Steal. Over money pressure. What are we going to do? Where's it going to come from? When there's plenty in God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What is Prosperity? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R305. That's R305. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30 and child care will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.